Greetings from Camp Courageous. This is Charlie Becker, the director of Camp Courageous, giving you this week's update for the week of Friday the 13th, the 13th day of December 2024, which means 12 days to Christmas. For new listeners, Camp Courageous is a year-round recreational respite and travel program for individuals with disabilities. It is run without government support, without formal sponsorship, and without anyone being paid to raise money for the camp. What this means is everything that is donated, whether it be time, material, or money, goes directly to benefit the campers. Camp Courageous is celebrating its 50th year of serving campers with disabilities this year, growing from a summer program in 1974 of 211 campers to a year-round program serving nearly 10,000 campers today. It's grown from 40 acres to 400 acres, from 5 buildings to 35 buildings, and from a staff of 12 to a staff of nearly 100. Camp Courageous stands as a wonderful tribute to the goodness of many. For most Camp Courageous campers, coming to Camp Courageous is the highlight of their year. I want to start this week's podcast with a little visit I had with Dana Conklin from Washington, Iowa, along with his wife, Ann, were here. They were visiting with me about their son, Justin, and his experience here at Camp Courageous. It's a heartwarming story, and I thought you'd enjoy listening to it.
My name is Dana Conklin, and my wife is Ann Conklin. And our son is Justin Conklin. We have a son with a diagnosis of Fragile X syndrome. It's on the autism spectrum. And so we got to Iowa in 1999, and Justin first came to Camp Courageous in 2000. And before he came, he was very uncertain on uneven surfaces, very fearful of change or stepping off of something that wasn't even. He came to camp for a week, and they got him in a cave, they got him up a tree, they got him swimming, they got him with new people, they got him with people he'd never seen before, and usually he's afraid of change or new people. When he came back from camp, it was like a different kid. He had so much more confidence, and he was so much safer around people. He loved being active in things. He was not afraid to walk on the grass and all that stuff. So he's come every year since 2000, always looks forward to coming, even if there's different people, different staff. He's just relaxed. He knows he's going to be safe. It's just remarkable.
Thank you, Dana, for your wonderful words. We want to thank the New Horizons Band for performing for campers during our holiday parties for our older campers. They've been doing this for years and years, a wonderful group of people coming from all over. We also had a lot of volunteers out here working for those holiday parties. We had Sandy Wagner, Ann Mayers, Mary Gilroy, Cindy Tuning, and Dory Slager, all from the Iowa City area, who wrapped hundreds and hundreds of gifts, and everyone else that came out and helped. It was a great time, and the campers thoroughly enjoyed it. Just a reminder, if you want to register campers to come to Camp Courageous, you can go to our website at campcourageous.org and register them anytime now. All sessions are open. And if you can't get to camp, we'll bring camp to you. For school groups, day habs, nursing homes, we have a wonderful program of arts and crafts, recreational games, you name it. We'll bring it to you, and you just get a hold of us here at Camp Courageous, and we'll be happy to do that. We just had Sky, the therapy dog here at camp, take a little road trip with staff up to Harmony House in Waterloo, and they enjoyed doing all kinds of activities, including crafts, cards, some holiday bongo, and actually indoor archery. So a great time was held at Harmony House. A lot of campers come to Camp Courageous from Harmony House, and we appreciate all their support. Our travel campers have been very busy. They went to see the performance of Beauty and the Beast. We also have had a group down at Universal Studios. At Universal Studios, they enjoyed Minion Mayhem, the Tonight Show ride, Wizarding World of Harry Potter, The Leaky Cauldron, and Journey Through Hogwarts on the Harry Potter and the Forbidden Journey ride, Minion Cafe, the Islands of Adventure, Springfield, home of the Simpsons, and so much more. What a great time they had. So much excitement, so much fun. So appreciate all those people that helped make that possible. Camp Courageous is always looking for year-round counselors, and we still have the position of Assistant Aquatics Director open, and also the Adventure Director here at Camp Courageous. Respite Care campers and other campers are thrilled to know, and when they go to the bowling alley area of Durgan and they see the new commercial grade air hockey table. This was donated to us in memory of Bob and Kay Morris of Solon from their family and friends. So a big thank you to the Morris family. Great group of folks who have been supporting the camp for years. Right now in our camp store, we have our little teddy bear That is Sky, our therapy dog, on sale for $10. It's half price, and so we encourage you to go online or come out here to camp and buy that. A big thank you to Ruth Kinsey, who used to be in Cedar Rapids, worked for marketing with CRST, and she sends boxes and boxes of stuffed animals and other needs for the camp, and were we ever thrilled to get her recent donation. Also, a big thank you to all the Knights of Columbus in their two-year-old drive. Just this past week, we received support from the DeWitt Knights of Columbus and also of the Montessori Knights of Columbus. Our dear friend Jimmy Gibney, who works at Hy-Vee there in Cedar Rapids, just received a $20 tip, which was just enough to send another camper to camp as he supports our campership. If you see Jimmy there at Hy-Vee, tell him hello. A big thank you also to our friends at the Corville Shields, who did their annual support of Camp Courageous this past week. We have a Camp Courageous winter sale going on here at Camp Courageous in our main lodge. It's open Monday through Thursday from 8 to 4, Fridays 8 to 6, and closed on Saturdays.
The holiday season is here, and you know what that means. It's time for the most beloved tradition of all, fruitcake. Camp Courageous is currently selling its famous fruitcakes, now for purchase at many locations. To find a store near you or to order online, visit campcourageous.org/fruitcakes. Their secret recipe combines the finest fruits, nuts, and spices, all crafted to create a fruitcake that's moist, flavorful, and sure to impress. Whether you're looking for that perfect holiday gift or a delicious treat for your own table, Camp Courageous fruitcakes are the staple this holiday season.
Our sympathy this past week goes out to the family of Phil Cummins. He was 90 years old from Iowa City. Phil was the son of Tate Cummins, longtime supporter of Camp Courageous and a guardian of Charlie Cummins, the camper, for years and years. Camp Courageous hopes you have a safe and a wonderful weekend. Stay healthy and make it a plan to come visit Camp Courageous. We are sincerely grateful to you for listening. Thank you.